Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Sudan's conflict is increasingly spilling over into neighboring South Sudan and the contested Abyei region, according to the United Nations. Both Sudan and South Sudan claim the Abyei region, which is rich in oil resources. There has also been a proliferation of weapons during this conflict, with the Rapid Support Forces entering Abyei. Moreover, an influx of refugees has put already stretched resources in South Sudan under greater strain. The UN Interim Security Forces for Abyei, or UNISFA, is attempting to manage communal tensions and deliver essential aid, but it faces limitations due to stalled negotiations between Sudan and South Sudan, noted Ambassador Robert Wood, U.S. Alternative Representative for Special Political Affairs at the United Nations.
In Sudan, conflict jeopardizes the work of UNISFA and impedes the mission's ability to carry out its mandated tasks, including protecting civilians, facilitating humanitarian efforts, supporting a peaceful settlement of the final status of Abyei and its border issues, and the establishment of the Abyei Police Service.
Ambassador Wood reiterated to the UN Security Council recently his regret that no progress has been made on determining the final status of Abyei, among other outstanding issues. In this environment, intercommunal violence continues to pose major risks to civilians in South Abyei, said Ambassador Wood. The United States is gravely concerned for the millions of civilians in need of life-saving humanitarian assistance in Sudan and condemns any attacks on humanitarian workers there, said Ambassador Wood.
The United States reiterates our call to all parties to respect the safety and security of all UN staff, facilities, and humanitarian and medical personnel. We strongly urge the parties to ensure UNISFA and humanitarian partners have immediate, full, safe, and unhindered access throughout Abyei to carry out their life-saving work, and to Sudan and South Sudan to facilitate freedom of movement for the JBVMM to accomplish its mandate.
We continue to stand in solidarity with the people of Sudan in their desire for democracy, said Ambassador Wood, and we call for the Sudanese Armed Forces and Rapid Support Forces to implement and uphold a permanent nationwide ceasefire.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.